In a powerful display of community spirit and compassion, shoppers at Trail No Frills, along with supporters from across the Kootenay boundary, have helped raise more than $22,000 in this year's Give a Daisy campaign, an annual fundraiser that honors the legacy of Lee and Kim Page while supporting cancer care at Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital, KBRH. The 8th annual Give a Daisy campaign raised an outstanding total of $22,728 in support of oncology at KBRH. This year's success is thanks in large part to the dedicated team at Curtis No Frills, who raised $12,728, and a generous matching donation of $10,000 from trail couple Glenn and Deb Wallace. Their commitment to matching community contributions inspired even greater support throughout the campaign. Since its inception, the Give a Daisy campaign at Curtis No Frills has raised more than $100,000 for oncology and palliative care at KBRH, making a profound impact on patient care and support services. The continued success of the Give a Daisy campaign demonstrates the power of community coming together for a common cause, says Lisa Passon, executive director of the KBRH Health Foundation. We are deeply grateful to Curtis and his team at No Frills, to Glenn and Deb Wallace, and to every individual who purchased a daisy or made a donation. This is proof that when we come together, we can make a meaningful difference in the lives of patients and families across our region. The funds raised will go directly toward enhancing cancer care services at KBRH, helping to provide essential equipment and patient care and comfort items for those navigating their healthcare journey. The Give a Daisy Memorial Campaign, which ran from March 6 to March 19 at Curtis No Frills in Trail, was established in 2018 by the late Lee Page in memory of his wife, Kim Page. After Kim's passing in January, Lee launched the campaign to honor her legacy and support others affected by cancer. He remained an impassioned advocate until his own passing in July 2020. Since then, the campaign has been championed by the trail community and Curtis McGillivray, owner of No Frills, along with his staff. McGillivray, a close friend of Lee's, has stayed committed to the cause, keeping the campaign's mission alive. When Kim was in the hospital with Lee by her side, they were extremely grateful for the kindness and amazing care that she had received, McGillivray shared. Before she passed, she had asked Lee to make a handful of promises, one of which was to pay back the kindness she had received while at the KBRH. McGillivray and his team continued the campaign with Lee's message at heart. One small act of kindness multiplied by many could change the world. Guided by the hashtag #KindForKind, the campaign included paper daisies available for purchase, volunteer involvement, and a new addition, a fundraising barbecue held on March 9, which was Kim and Lee's wedding anniversary. Also new this year, donors who contributed $50 or more had their names displayed on the store's daisy wall and featured on social media. Prizes in this year's campaign included a President's Choice propane barbecue, gift cards to local businesses and restaurants, and donated items such as tools and musical instruments. Every paper daisy sold, at $5 each or 5 for $20, also served as a raffle entry. Among those continuing the campaign in Lee's memory is Colton Crockett, a longtime No Frills employee who lived with Lee in his final years. We continue this campaign for Lee because of the big impact he had on our lives. It's our way to remember and honor him and Kim, Crockett said.